You had any difficulties of sleeping?
Kas te magasite halvasti?
Ei, normaalselt.
No, I slept normally.
Are you a heavy sleeper?
Kas te magate tavaliselt raskelt?
Normaalselt, ma ei oska öelda, see raske.
Quite normally, couldn't say that it was very heavy, but it's very heavy.
I'm not going to borrow so much in the accident. As you said, you tried to forget it.
Ma ei uurikski selle õnnetuse kallal nii palju, nagu te ütlesite, püüate seda unustada.
But I'm a little bit interested in when the moment when you woke up, the course of the list or the heel.
Aga just selle kreeni pärast huvitab mind see hetk, mil te üles ärkasite.
Ma märkasingi üles selle kreeni peale, kuna see oli selle järsk tõuge, nii et laev vajus. Ta võibub normaalselt, aga siis ta lihtsalt lõinda vihku, ta jäi seisma. Kõik kolinad, selle kolavele märkasin tõenäoliselt.
I woke because of the heel, because it was a very sudden movement when it also stopped and everything, and there was a lot of noise, also when all the things fell.
You fell out of bed?
Siitä voisit jälleen.
Jotselt ja ma vajusin sinne alla, mul oli hoodi nagu oli parvesse sedas. Ta jalg poolne osa vajus alla, siis ma libisin seal nagu.
The bed was from one side to another, horizontally.
Transverse,
yes.
The ship, yes.
And therefore I just slid out of the bed.
You woke up because of the list, and there must be a terrible noise when things were sliding in the cabin as well.
Ja et ärkasite kreeni pärast ja kindlasti oli see hirmus kolin, kui kõik asjad kajutas liikuma hakkasid.
No ja loomulikult kõik riiulid, kõik mis oli laua peal.
All the shelves and everything that was on the table.
Diivan vist läks paigast vähemalt kinnitamata.
And the sofa was not fixed and also moved.
Towards the door. Have you ever experienced that before on board the Estonia?
Kas te olete Estonia pardal kunagi varem midagi niisugust kogenud?
Ei.
No.
See nii suurt kreeni ei ole mul kunagi olnud.
I have never experienced such a major heel before.
Not even the ordinary rolling sort of things.
Aga isegi mitte tavalist rullamist, mille juures asjad liiguvad.
Ennem seda, kui meil ei olnud stabilisaatorid, siis see küll lainetus pani ta küll tugevasti kõik. Aga peale stabilisaatori paigaldamist ta muutus ülepäästamist. Ja sellist tugevat tormi oli, kus ta oleks tugevalt kõik on pardas. Seda, kui mina olen töölnud, siis seda on kuski 3-4 korda.
Ja before, when Estonia didn't have stabilizing fins, there was heavy rolling a couple of times.
See oli tugeva tormi korda.
That was in very heavy storm. But after the stabilizing fins were installed, it very rarely rolled from side to side. And perhaps 3 or 4 times there has been such a very heavy storm.
So normal rolling you experienced before, but things things have been slimy.
Excuse me?
So, in normal rowing before, he had the experience that things in the cabin are slimy.
Aga selle normaalse kõikumise puhul olete te varem kogenud seda, et kõrgutis hakkavad asjad liikuma?
Ja tavaliselt, kui torm tuleb, siis kõik see... Ei, ei ole. No väiksemad asjad, mis on loogu sõidanud. Nii et tõesti statsionaalselt, küllaltki statsionaalselt asjad liigust. Seda ei ole küll kunagi varema.
Yeah, well, no. Maybe only small things on the table, but very rarely. But constant moving of things, no.
You remember your first thought when you woke up?
Kas te mäletate oma esimest mõtet, kui te ärkasid?
Ma mõtlesin, et on pääsenud kaup liikuma lahti, et ta on liikunud lihtsalt ühte pardasse.
I thought that the cargo has started to shift and moved in towards one board, one side.
So you had some thoughts about the situation being quite abnormal.
Nii et teile tuli ette, et olukord on ilmselt kaumis ebatavaline.
Jah, mulle ei ole nagu varem sellest olukord varem olnud. Ja noh, see tõesti...
Yes, I have never experienced such a situation before.
I forgot to ask you how long you have been at sea. Start with.
Ma unustasin küsida, kui kaua te olete merd sõitnud.
Alates 85. aastast plus merekoolen.
From 1985 and also the marine school before that.
So lots of experience in that.
Nii et teil on päris palju kogemusi.
Suhteliselt küll.
Comparatively, yes.
How long have you been a purser? Is that only on Estonia or before? Andres was a purser for Estonia.
Te olete olnud purser?
Ma olin Estonia peal.
Only on board Estonia?